A rift between the government and its Children's Commissioner, Russell Wills, beginning in the committee rooms and moving into the debating chamber, with this question for Finance Minister Bill English from Labour's spokeswoman on children, Jacinda Ardern.
Is the Children's Commissioner wrong when he stated this morning that, quote, we don't have a plan for poverty, we don't have targets for poverty, it's much bigger than getting people off benefits when the minimum wage is $15 an hour?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, we actually do disagree with the Children's Commissioner on that matter.
Jacinda Ardern was quoting from evidence that Russell Wills had earlier given to the Social Services Select Committee. Rhys Lyon reports.
The Children's Commissioner, Russell Wills, appeared before the Social Services Committee just after 11 a.m. for its annual review of his office, and he was back up before the committee soon after to make a submission on a bill which seeks to improve insulation regulations for rental properties. Dr. Wills began by outlining the problem the bill seeks to address.
In New Zealand, we have 42,000 admissions of children a year to our hospitals with illnesses attributable to poverty and poor housing. 15 children a year die of pneumonia, asthma, bronchiolitis and bronchiectasis, the chest infections we see due to this appalling housing. These deaths and hospitalisations are avoidable if we choose.
Dr. Wills said the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill before the committee stemmed from policies set out in the government's 2013 budget.
Minister English, in his budget of May 2013, announced work on a housing warrant of fitness. We all hoped that we would finally see real progress on housing standards. Government made a promise to our children that day. We will make your houses healthy.
But the Children's Commissioner said the bill failed to do that.
This is not a warrant of fitness, and it is where the promise to children is broken.
Dr. Wills said the bill instead created confusion for renters and landlords.
If your rental house is uninsulated or below the 1978 standard, you as a landlord will be required to insulate to the current code. However, if the house is at the 1978 standard, no further work will be required. Would we think the 1978 standard is good enough for our children? If not, how is it good enough for other children? There should be just one standard, the current code.
The Children's Commissioner put forward several recommendations.
The first is a single standard of insulation for all rental houses. The second is a heating and ventilation standard. And the third is a monitoring or enforcement regime. Surely our children deserve no less.
Children's Commissioner Russell Wills with that submission on the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill, which is due to be reported back to the House by August the 6th.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Back in the chamber, the Finance Minister was also required to defend his government's performance in response to criticism in a report from the Salvation Army. Questions included this one from the Greens co-leader, Matiria Touré.
Does he agree with the Salvation Army report's critique that the better public service targets are being used by government, quote, in a less than straightforward and reliable manner, end quote, which risks poverty-related policies being, quote, fundamentally misconceived?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, no, I don't agree with that assertion. In fact, that's not borne out by the report. The report refers to two particular numbers where the Salvation Army raises questions. They're legitimate questions. They're questions we would want to see answered. We encourage independent scrutiny of all the numbers. In fact, the government has... Tomorrow I'll be releasing even more data.
Lots of data, but little agreement on what it all means, although the Prime Minister, John Key, had no doubts about the current economic indicators.
Wages are going up faster than inflation, the unemployment rate's falling, the economy's rising up the OECD, the country's getting better connected with the rest of the...
Order.
The Speaker, David Carter, calling time on the Prime Minister, while the Leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, parked the debate on the Prime Minister's statement after just one speech.
Mr Speaker, following discussions at the Business Committee yesterday, I seek leave for the debate on the Prime Minister's statement to be set down for resumption on Tuesday, the 1st of March, despite Standing Order 2552.
As there is no Standing Order 2552, Mr Brownlee probably meant number 3552, which requires the debate on the Prime Minister's statement to be taken ahead of all other government business. Removing that clears the rest of the week for debate on bills. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from Parliament.